We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Susan McBride is a best-selling author of several mystery series. The St. Louis County-based writer's Helen Evans Investigates has just been re-released, featuring many regional landmarks. She joined the book chat with Debbie Monterey and the St. Louis Public Library to talk about time off for parenthood and aging gracefully, among other topics.
It's a little over 20 books, I think, that have been published, but there are a few in the basement, you know, that didn't sell, that were good practice for me when I was just starting out. So, yeah, I've been busy. It was kind of, once I was first published in 1999, it was like one or two books due a year, until about 6 years ago. I've been busy being a writer and then lately more of a full-time mom, so.
So did you say you were doing two books a year?
Yeah, so I had two books due a year, to the mystery books and then to HarperCollins and then the YA books to Random House. And it wasn't easy, especially once I had Emily in 2012, I was exhausted. It was a lot to do, yeah. I don't know. I've heard stories, you know, Mary Higgins Clark writing her books with like five kids after her husband passed away. And I just don't even know when she did it or how she survived. So
I don't either.
I think I was on deadline till the day before I went to labor and delivery to have Emily. So, and I was still, you know, under more deadlines once I had her. And so having a, you know, a newborn baby and having to sit at the computer and write was very interesting. Once I fulfilled all my contracts in 2018, after Walk a Crooked Line came out, I just said, I'm gonna take a little time off and just do my full-time mom stuff. And I was like president of our street association for 3 years and did some book drive stuff for Books for Newborn. I'm on their advisory committee and just other things. I threw myself into volunteering at school as well. So it was really great, I think. And I'm anxious to get back to writing, though. I think I finally cleared my plate enough, and Emily's in middle school, so I have more time. They don't want moms up at school quite as much, and she doesn't want me up at school quite as much. So
it sounds like that's a lot of great fodder and background for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been taking notes. Everywhere I go, I take notes. So, yeah, and even in carpool, I said, I have a notebook, and I sit and jot down notes in carpool of stuff that comes to mind. But I did start a book before COVID, and it's sort of a mainstream, I think they call it domestic noir. It's just about a wealthy family in St. Louis and a lot of their deep, dark secrets that start trickling out. So ooh. I want to get back to that because that's just playing in my head right now. So I need to sit down and work.
Well, I just want to start with the River Road mystery series because
okay.
I, over the weekend, read Mad as Helen and To Helen Back.
Okay.
So I read those both and they were really fun because they had a lot of local landmarks. It mostly takes place in some mythical town around Alton and Grafton, right?
Have you heard of Chautauqua, Illinois? It's a little place between Alton, Elsa and Grafton. And I spent many, many summers there. My family went back a couple generations of going to Chautauqua. My folks had a cottage. My grandparents had a cottage. And We called it Peyton Place because there was always so much going on. And Riverbend in the Helen books is loosely based on Chautauqua. So I set it up, you know, the streets and everything and the setting. It's in a valley in between the bluffs. And I used a lot of that. And then I just made up everybody. Although Helen Evans, the main character, is based on my grandma, Helen Evans. So I wish she had lived long enough. I was writing the books. I lived with her for a brief while when I moved to St. Louis when I was like 29, 30. And I was working on the books then. They were ones that I finished three books and had an agent sending them out and they didn't sell. And I had to put them aside and do other things and eventually got published with other books. But when Blue Blood hit the USA Today bestsellers list, I think that was back in 2014, maybe, my editor at HarperCollins said, "Do you have any other cozy mysteries just hidden away?" And I'm like, "Yes, as a matter of fact, I do." So I got them out. My husband had to scan them at work because I didn't have anything on my hard drive. They were on floppy disks, you know. So scanned them, typed them up, freshened them up, sent them to my editor, and they pretty much published them as soon as they could. And then I wrote a fourth. Come Hell and High Water is a little more recent, so it's more my writing style, like I feel like now. And the other ones are a little bit more like my writing style a bit ago, although I've gotten to update them. It was nice to have them reprinted by Joffe and bring them out again with new covers and give me a chance to sort of go through them and update some of the like technology and just some of the cultural things, you know, in there, pop culture stuff. So
what I kept thinking as I was reading it, aside from, you know, I always love reading books where there's local landmarks and things that I recognize, but I can't think of any books that I've read recently that have a heroine who is, a grandma. So she's this older woman, you know, who's helping the sheriff solve mysteries in town because he's, you know, not quite getting the job done. But she's not, you know, snippy or mean about it at all. She was fun.
Yeah, she's, I mentioned I took a little bit of my grandma. I took her name. She did crossword puzzles in purple ink. She had a big fat tomcat named Amber. And I used her. She loved mysteries. I mean, I grew up watching like Columbo and Matlock and all those shows that she would watch. And it was fun to get to put her, a character like her, it's not her, but, and I wanted to show too that, I mean, I'm getting up there and I'm still working out and, you know, chasing my kid around. And I just hate that our society kind of puts women on the shelf. I mean, now it's ridiculous to think 40 is considered old, you know, it's not 50, not even 50. You know, I'm getting close to 60 and it's like, oh my gosh, we still got a lot of life in us. I just, you know, wanted to have a character that reflected that, like, you're not done just because you're 60 or 70 or even 80. My mom's 87 and she's crazy running around like a nutball, you know, getting lots of stuff done. So I've had really good, you know, female role models in my family. I think we see too many women, I think, on TV who are so Botox and mm-hmm. plastic surgery that it's like my daughter every now and then I like pull up my chin and she'll go, "Don't do that, mommy. You know, wrinkles are good. It just shows that you've lived life." And I think that's great. I wish every girl could grow up just thinking, you know, that aging natural thing. Yeah. And it doesn't mean your brain has to go or that your body has to go. You can do many things to stay fit and keep your mind, you know, going.
That is St. Louis author Susan McBride chatting with Debbie Monterey for Book Chat, a collaboration with the St. Louis Public Library.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.